97.5 Glory FM, your family radio station in North Georgia. Time once again for Community Focus on our public affairs program. This morning we're going to be talking about the upcoming November 5th election. We got Sheriff Couch here right with us here on 97.5 Glory FM live in our studios to talk about his campaign. Talk about for a moment, if you would, please, for those who may not know, and there's still people who are asking about the election, about your race for sheriff, please.
Okay. Well, I've been sheriff now for 12 years. And this is my third term, and I'm seeking a fourth term. All my service has been here, and law enforcement service has been here in Hall County in Gainesville. I started in 1981, so that's a long time ago, came up through the ranks. I've held every position with the sheriff's office. I was also deputy chief of police for the city of Gainesville for a brief period, and sought election in 2012, and I was fortunate enough to win that race, and so I've been elected every time since. So I still got a lot to do and a lot to serve, and hopefully people want to keep me around and continue to be on the track that we're on.
If you are elected sheriff on Tuesday, would you not be the longest serving sheriff in Hall County history?
I think that's what I'm told. I think there was one other sheriff maybe that had four terms, but
I mean, back in my lifetime, I remember Ed England,
I was
a little boy.
Consecutive, though.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that's a big thing.
Yeah, that's history.
Yes, sir, it is. And so why do you want to keep doing this?
Well, I just love it. I love the community. Like I said, I was born and raised here. All my family is here. All my friends are here. My entire career has been here. It's just I want to give back. And this profession, I just absolutely love it. I've had people ask me, when are you going to retire? And I'm like, well, Lord willing, I hope I don't anytime soon. I still have a lot to do. We've come such a long way with the sheriff's office since, you know, I first started back in 1981, of course. But in my term as sheriff, technology has improved dramatically. And it's just fascinating. It's a fascinating job. It's a very noble job. Back during, 2019 and 2020, we saw a lot of civil unrest across the country, and we saw some of that here. We had a few protests here and there, but we're very blessed to have this community that supports our law enforcement and all our first responders. And it's just such a great area to live. It's something that I love doing, and I just want to simply give back, and hopefully I can.
Tell me about right there. You mentioned about the civil unrest back in 19 and 20. After the Floyd incident back up north. And then I go back to 01 after what happened with the Twin Towers and with the Pentagon, with the plane went down to Pennsylvania. It seemed like the spirit of things changed for law enforcement here. And you're more like you almost expect anybody from that standpoint. Where's the spirit right now when it comes to really the entire force and how you look at the community?
I think we're seeing a change and a difference actually across the country as well. But, especially here in this community, it's a very loving and caring community. There's not a day passes that I don't see, someone paying for a deputy or a police officer's lunch and going up and just simply tell them that they appreciate them. Back during the civil unrest back in 2019 and 2020, we saw, of course, some of the rioting across the country, and that was just horrendous to see those things. But in this whole defund the police movement that came about, it was not successful. It did demoralize some of those that were in the profession then to seek early retirement, and we saw some of that here. But like I said, I think with our community, and I tell my guys all the time that we are very blessed to live here and serve the people that we do, because they do care. They do care. And I think the temperature of across the nation is actually changing slowly. But, of course, you still have some areas like in New York and Chicago and all those areas where the police have a really tough time. And I'm very hopeful that we'll see that pendulum swing back the other way. Where people, across the country continue to respect and law and order.
I know you'd love to see it like it was back in the old Andy Griffith days. Everybody know Gerald Couch and the other officers, and when you ever see a police or a sheriff's car, that they're not trying to stop bad things, but trying to help with good things in the community.
That's correct. Hall County is extremely diverse. And, all points of the compass, north, south, east, and west, the county is different. And there's different needs there, different expectations. North Hall is still pretty much, as you mentioned, the Andy Griffith Show, North Hall and Claremont, all that still actually, it pretty much is. We have a precinct up there, and that's a huge difference. than you see down in Southall.
Mm-hmm.
The influx of people out of the metro area that's, come here to live, because we do have a great community. They won't be a part of it. And, of course, that leads to congestion on our roadways and our schools and all that. But we're doing a good job of staying ahead of it. We look at other communities and how they've progressed and how they've built. And so we're very mindful and very cognizant of the fact that we need to stay on top of things here, and especially with our law enforcement and public safety.
All right, well, staying on top of things, I know that men who are in the Sheriff's Department who have moved, say, from DeKalb County, Fulton County, up here to Hall County, they said there's always it was like an unwritten rule that people knew not to come to Hall County, Georgia, that they wouldn't be put up with anything. Are we seeing more bad people come into Hall County now?
Well, that's exactly it. You have to set that standard. And, there's an old saying that any standard that you set is the one that everybody will, abide by. So we are very focused here in Hall County. I don't really want to use the word aggressive. That kind of has a negative tone. But we do focus on all our crime fighting. And if you come here to victimize our citizens, that won't last very long. We've got a good crew here that really care about what they're doing. And you mentioned having officers come up from Fulton, DeKalb, and coming mm-hmm. here to work. Actually, I just hired this year. I hired two Washington D.C. police officers.
Wow.
And so this is just word of mouth. One of my guys that works in investigations, they were talking with some of the relatives up north, and he told them about our agency here. And they came down, and then the word of mouth, there was another one, and yet another one after that.
I bet
so. Believe it or not, they don't really treat their police officers very good in Washington, D.C., and we do here. And so I've got one of the guys is on patrol now, and the other one is an investigator in our investigations unit. And just, in fact, just a few weeks ago, I saw both of them out in the back parking lot, and I asked them how they would enjoy working here and living here. And they said they wish they had done it a long time ago. And they were actually trying to recruit some more folks from up there, and I'll gladly take them.
Absolutely.
Good trained officers.
All right, so with that, how the information you have with your statistics there in the Hall County Sheriff's Department, what's now the length of service for somebody? Is it we're seeing longevity in the Sheriff's Department, or are we seeing people leave?
A little of both. Back just a few years ago, you'd see just like the retail industry or any type of the other workforces out there, most people stay about 5 years in any given profession and they move on. That's been the trend in the private sector. Well, that's actually kind of bled over into the law enforcement sector, and it worked that way for a few years. But now I'm seeing actually our deputies and our police officers staying a lot longer than they did. And you've got to, looking towards the future and actually in competing with other agencies is very important. So you have to make sure that you have good benefits, you have good pay. But that's not the only reasons why people stay around. It's how they're treated and how they're respected and how they're recognized for their work. And so I make sure I walk through the agency every single day. I go to the precincts, I go down to the jail, I go to the courthouse, and I tell those folks, hey, you are appreciated. I appreciate everything you do, especially when somebody does something really, outstanding. I'll seek that officer out to personally thank them. That goes a long way. And I don't think just my efforts are changing that, but I think that's the culture that you have to change. And my command staff, that's what I preach to them every single solitary day, is appreciate the folks that work here, because the citizens that we serve out here, they see what we produce, and it's got to be the very best.
Our guest this morning on Community Focus is Hall County Sheriff Gerald Couch. He's running for re-election coming up on November 5th. Of course, early voting taking place right now. Tomorrow is the final day at early voting. And then we'll polls open in your local precincts at 7 o'clock on Tuesday morning. Go all the way to 7 p.m. coming up on Tuesday night. We'll have all the results for you coming up on Wednesday here on 97.5 Glory FM. Talk about the size of the force now and how it's grown since you've been sheriff.
Oh, my goodness. It's night and day difference. Sheriff Dick Meekum hired me back in October the 19th of 1981, and I was a 19-year-old, probably going on 12, actually. But he wanted to change the culture of the department then, so he hired several young officers, myself included. I had no idea whatsoever that I would have ever, take over his job one day. But you never know what the road will take you.
Mm-hmm.
But back then, in 1981, the Hall County Sheriff's Office, we were a little over 100 people, maybe about 120. And so I knew everybody. I knew their families. You know, I knew where they lived. And in fact, we had a requirement back then that you had to actually live in the county before they would even consider hiring you. Of course, that's changed, you know, dramatically over the years. Actually, probably half of my agency now, or more than half, probably live outside the county. But it's grown and it's changed. Equipment, technology, education levels have improved. And now, you know, we're the fourth largest full service sheriff's office actually in the state of Georgia. And we're bumping 500 people.
Wow.
Yeah. So this, so you, when I say big changes, it's been big changes. We've changed jails, three times since I've been here. Which jails are very expensive venture and a huge task. That's one of my constitutional duties. And I have a great staff down there led by Jason Smith, he's been with all of my command staff have been with me, you know, 20 or 30 years plus. And so going back to your question you had earlier, we have a lot of officers that have been there for quite some time. But staying on top of that technology hadn't been replaced in over 30 years. Well, you can imagine, you think about your cell phone, the changes you've seen in a cell phone in the last 20.
Oh, sure.
Well, we were still operating on an antiquated system. So that was one of the main things that I focused on was getting us a new records management system, new computers in the cars. And I can tell you today, Hall County Sheriff's Office, we are the tip of the spear on having all the latest technology. And in fact, I just made an intelligence unit in the last couple of years. It's called Special Investigations Unit, and it was combined our old man's unit that was around for 3 decades. It was time to make that leap and make that change for it to grow. And then I combined that with our property crime section in our investigations unit. And lo and behold, all those guys started talking to each other, because they're in the same room, right across the desk from each other, and the technology that they have, everybody benefited from that. And now we're seeing, you know, seizures and drugs. There's not a week goes by that you don't see a large seizure of some type of drug that we're, you know, taking that poison off the street before it harms anybody that lives here.
All right there, how big a problem is drugs now in the area?
Right now, just like all the other communities across this nation, fentanyl is a huge problem, and it is here in Gainesville and Hall County. We have made several arrests in that area. You see a lot of the drug cartels, talking about drug cartels. So back in the 80s and early 90s, you know, Miami, Florida was the drug hub of the southeastern United States.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's changed. Now it's Atlanta, Georgia. And so that's just right in our back door. And so we have investigators that combined with mine within Special Investigations Unit that have years and years of experience. They're combined with Homeland Security investigators, and we make a point to make sure that we stay on top of what comes into Hall County, and we get it off the, you know, get it off the streets before it does harm people. So, like I said, I'm very impressed with those guys. They do a tremendous job, and like I said, we're very aggressive here. You know, you bring something like that into Hall County, and we're going to find you.
And that's really to all the different parts of demographics of the community, right? All different backgrounds and nationalities and that kind of thing.
Correct. Correct. Yeah, it crosses all, you know, economic, you know, boundaries, everything you said, you know, it's in every community. And we've had several deaths here, both in the city of Gainesville and in Hall County, due to fentanyl. And, you know, our border has been wide open, you know, for the last few years. The attention has not been focused there. So naturally, it's going to eventually bleed over into these other communities when you don't have good enforcement there.
When it comes to enforcement, Sheriff, is there a presence for ICE now in the community? We go back years ago. You remember when we had the old jail site that became a place for ICE, and then we had them working closely with the Sheriff's Department. Where are we at right now?
Well, there was legislation that was passed and signed by Governor Kemp here recently this year about immigration issues, and what it requires is all sheriffs to abide by basically the rules of 287G that we've had in place here for, you know, years as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it actually compels those sheriffs to either partner with ICE or to, you know, make sure that they notify, that they being the sheriffs, notify ICE when you have an individual here that is undocumented that commits a crime. Of course, we've been doing that for years. That's been the law, and now it's written into Georgia statute, and we follow that. Now, we do that, and when I say we, I mean all the sheriffs across this state. But you still got a problem with ICE. Their hands are kind of tied. Not kind of, they are, mm-hmm. And actually doing their jobs. And
that's for the federal level, right?
For the federal level. Mm-hmm. That's a federal level.
Yeah.
And, you know, so naturally I have some issues with that. If the law is on the books and you're sworn to uphold that law and you take an oath of office, I expect you to follow through with it. And therein lies the problem. So, you know, your vote counts. It really does. In the administration in Washington, it matters. So I would like to see, you know, more attention to that. And actually, you know, you don't really need an executive order to take care of these things. It's the laws are already on the book. Follow the book. And we've gotten away from that. And I think we've forgotten that a little bit.
With that, Sheriff, talk to our listeners for a moment about, you mentioned earlier about your constitutional duties. How about the ones that are, you know, that are your constitutional duties that you have to do as sheriff?
All sheriffs, there are 159 sheriffs in the state of Georgia. Each county has an elected sheriff. Sheriff is the only elected position in law enforcement across this nation. You know, like the director of the FBI, the director of the GBI, or police chiefs, they're all appointed. But the people, the communities, they elect who is their sheriff. So it's a very important job. It's one that, like I said, Georgia has 159 sheriffs. The constitutional duties of the sheriff in all of those counties is to maintain the jail and also maintain the security of the courthouse. And so basically, I know I've seen some law that explains it a little better than that. It's like the sheriffs are the arm and the sword of the court. They carry out all the writs and warrants and all the precesses and processes that the courts provide. They as being chief jailer in that county. Now, when I said a while ago that we were the fourth largest full service, what that means is, I'll give you an example. Hall County, we not only do I have those constitutional duties of the jail and courthouse, but I also have the duties of patrol. You see the deputies out here on patrol and marked patrol units, whether mm-hmm. it's traffic enforcement or just answering 911 calls. And then I also have a criminal investigations bureau, and they investigate all the crimes that occur here in Hall County. Now, Gwinnett County, for example, they have a sheriff, but they also have a county police chief.
Right.
So the difference there is the sheriff in Gwinnett County is responsible only for the jail and only for the courthouses. Now, they do serve warrants there, but the patrol and the investigation section is the duties of the county police chief that answers to the city council or county commission down there. I answer to the public that I serve here. Now, in Hall County, of course, the county commission, they control my money. They control my budget. But I have to go and produce exactly what I need to them. And I've had a great working relationship with our county commission. I'm going to tell you, we got a good group of folks there, and they really care about serving. And they've always supported me in any endeavor that I wanted to do. And but I've always made sure my ducks went in a row when I went before them. And mm-hmm. I told them, if I come before you and I ask for, you know, some kind of technology or new cars or what have you, believe me, I need them.
All right. With that, what's the need right now when it comes to vehicles?
When I first came into office, oh my goodness, you know, we were just on the heels of, you know, the Great Recession. And our agency, we hadn't purchased cars because we didn't have the money. The sheriff at that time just didn't have the funds, and for 5 years. Well, we fell behind on purchasing cars. So I had roughly about 300 vehicles in 2012 and 13. And of those 300 vehicles, over 70% of them had over 200,000 miles. So we were definitely in a crisis situation. So working with the county commission, I was able to purchase 12 Crown Victorias that year. The last one is actually in the state of Georgia. And we put those on the streets, and we had the equipment that would fit in those type of cars. Well, over the period of time, Ford Motor Company, Chevrolet, they quit making police vehicles. Because you saw, the, you know, the staple of the police fleet was always the Crown Victoria.
Yes,
it was
sir.
A workhorse.
Yes, sir.
Great car.
Yes, sir.
Perfect for, you know, cab drivers drive them. You yep. know, you, and all the police stations had them across the country,
yep.
all the sheriffs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Ford quit making that for whatever reason. And so we had to look at other cars as we were moving forward. Well, and included with that, I was able to get with the county commission, and we put into actually several of the SPLOST accounts. That's a lot of that. My vehicles came from that money,
mm-hmm.
which that's the SPLOST, of course, is the one penny sales tax Everybody that comes here, you know, through Hall County, and they all pay, whether they buy a drink or gasoline at one of the convenience stores, part of that would go into the SPLOST fund, and I was able to fund vehicles there. So now, now here in 2024, what I do is I request about 25 vehicles a year. In an agency our size, that's the golden number to be able to keep our fleet. And we have the best fleet we have ever had since I've been with the Sheriff's Office now, 43 years out there rolling on the street. Now you see a lot of citizens see the Chevy Tahoe, or they'll see the Ford Explorer. And now that's the vehicle that is nationwide with all the police and sheriff agencies. All the car companies, they switched over to SUVs, and they think a lot of them. You know, they're not cheap, mm-hmm. but I have actually folks in house that do an upgrade with the vehicle. An upgrade, what I mean is they put the blue lights on them, they mm-hmm. put the radios on them. So I don't farm that out. So I do savings there as much as I can.
All right, we're talking about savings as we talk with Sheriff Gerald Couch here this morning on Community Focus. Talk about the amount of money it takes to run your force and our total budget that we have here for the county. How much is involved when it comes to law enforcement?
Well, with everything, you know, prices have increased. My current budget is around $49 million. And so I have a great staff there that we make sure that we take care of that and we're mindful on our spending. The majority, probably 80 to 85 maybe percent of that almost $50 million goes to salary and benefits of the employees. So you've got, you know, a little less than $20 million to kind of make sure that you have the equipment that you need to take care of the light bill and the power, you know, the power bill, the water bill, and all these other things. The infrastructure that we have with our contracts, with our tasers, our body cameras, all that comes from the remainder of that budget. And so it's a daily thing that I look. Scott Collison is actually my finance manager, and there's not a day goes by that I don't go by his office and say, where are we? And he can show me where we're spending.
All right. Do you see in the future, if you are elected Tuesday, about some challenges facing the force? I know, for example, inland ports, a big thing you're having to work with.
Yeah, there's going to be some challenges there. I've been told that, that would reduce traffic, here in the state of Georgia. I think it will on I-16, but in my opinion, in my opinion, as Gerald Couch, I'm going to tell you this, the traffic's got to go somewhere. So is it going to come up, 985? Is it going to come up 365? Is it going to cross Highway 52, mm-hmm. or 441 start there in Jackson County? So to me, it remains to be seen. I'm really looking at that very closely. And in fact, the police chief that's over the Georgia Ports Authority in Savannah, I'm going to go visit with him and see how they operate there. They also have an inland port, of course, in the northwest part of the state here. I want to go over there and actually have hands-on and see how that is. I know some of our commissioners have actually already toured that port, and they say that you don't even know it's there. And so I'm very hopeful. I'm very hopeful that it'll be that way here. But I'm going to have to stay on top of that. And I know that the Georgia Ports Authority, they've already contacted me about providing security there at the inland port that we'll have here in Hall County, and that will be on their dime, not
okay,
the taxpayer.
That was my question.
But oh, yeah. Okay. I can tell you that already. Okay. It's the Georgia Ports Authority will pay those individual deputies, and we'll schedule them to be there as security. It's like they do with the Lake Lanier Islands and some of the other jobs here with the churches and what have you. So we're going to have a deputy stationed there for security reasons. Now, with that being said, I've already talked to the supervisor over my traffic unit, and so we have been preparing our deputies here to get extra training to deal with truck accidents and things of that nature, mm-hmm. so that I've got better trained people than I'll brag on it right now. I really will. We have better trained officers than the state does, and I'm not knocking the state of Georgia, but I made sure that my guys got the good training that we have that in preparation for those added traffic, to our infrastructure here. And I think it's going to add some. I don't see how it couldn't, we'll have increased rail traffic, it remains to be seen. But like I said, I want to stay on top of that. And I've been talking to all the folks that have gone down that road before. And
but you'll be ahead of it rather than behind it, don't you?
Oh, yes, very much so. I don't want to wake up one day and, oh, my goodness, what's happened to us? You know, I want to make sure I can give you an answer and when that time comes.
Well, that final thing, Sheriff, talk to our listeners, final thing about how you work with the other municipalities, because we see the lines are blurred here in Hall County now when it comes to who's doing what.
Yeah, and, you know, I tell you, like I said, I was born and raised here, came up through the ranks. So I know a lot of these guys before they became, you know, all the important titles that they have now. And so, like I said, I didn't expect to be a sheriff one day. Well, you know, I came up through the ranks. We worked on the streets together. I have a great working relationship with Chief Parrish here in the city of Gainesville. I have a great working relationship with both the police chiefs in Braselton, in Flowery Branch, in Oakwood, and then all the other cities here that I work with the city councils, you know, the Claremont and Gillsville and all these other places. So it keeps me very busy, regardless of what police agency covers any of those cities I just mentioned. I'm still the sheriff, and I have authority given to me by the people of Hall County. So I tell my deputies all the time, I don't care if you're dispatched to a wreck on Green Street. That's what you're going to do, because guess what? I serve the city of Gainesville as well. So with that being said, we meet, we talk. I talk to Jay Parrish two or three times a week or more, given whatever situation. I talk to the other chiefs. And we have a great relationship with them. We provide also, you know, the drug interdiction. My unit there, we cover, you know, the entire county. And actually, you know, I'll tell you this, a lot of folks don't realize this, but a lot of the police officers you see in Gainesville, Braselton, Oakwood, and Flowery Branch, I actually swear them in as deputy sheriffs. Not all of them, but it depends on their duty status. Like the investigators and the traffic officers in the city of Gainesville, they're actually on one side of their ID, it says Gainesville police officer. They flip it over and it says Hall County deputy.
How about that?
So, yeah, so this, it's a, you know, it adds to my ability to meet the needs of the citizens. Going back to what we were talking about, you know, we had some civil unrest here in 2020. Well, I called all those folks into action. So it was a force multiplier. And so we all worked seamlessly together. You know, you got to check your ego at the door, and, you know, you may have a title or whatever, but we all have the exact same mission. And so I tell my guys all the time, I don't care if you wear a star on your shirt or you wear a shield. Guess what? We're all the same. And we want to serve and do the right thing. So, like I said, I have not had any problems. And, you know, knock on wood, I'm going to continue to, you know, build those relationships and just to serve our people here.
All right, sir. I appreciate your time and your service. Wrap things up this morning. Talk to our listeners about why they should vote for you.
Oh, well, all the things I just mentioned. I've got the experience. I've got the drive. You know, I just such a, I just have such a passion for this job. And we've done some really great things. We've come a long way, and I want to make sure that we continue on that path, especially with our education and training. Currently, I've got a training center. I've already built phase one. I'm looking at building another phase two. And I just appreciate everybody's vote so I can actually, you know, fulfill all these needs that I see coming, you know, down the road here for Hall County. We live in a great community, and I want to make sure that I am able to provide the best protection for every citizen here.
Our guest this morning on Community Focus has been Sheriff Gerald Couch. Election takes place on Tuesday. Early voting taking place right now, and tomorrow the final day for early voting. Again, the general election takes place Tuesday, 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. at the precincts here in Hall County. We'll have the results for you on Wednesday morning here on 97.5 Glory FM.